This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
It's a show that goes out on the internet, and it's episode 609 of that show, Radio Free Cybertron. I'm Brian Kilby. Thank you, Chris and Jason and everybody, for covering last week when I was at work. I really wanted to be on from my hotel room, except for, you know, I ended up having to work, and also there was a live band beside of my window playing horrible cover music.
Oh, that would have got us copyright strikes for
sure.
It was
awful.
Well, also, hotel internet is usually not that great.
Okay, if I can do this from my home, which has, like, the worst internet imaginable, except maybe for Matt's, I think Brian would have been fine with hotel internet.
Yeah.
Not to stream it. But to participate.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. That was Chris. There's Matt. There's Diecast, who's going to be at New York Toy Fair on Saturday.
Speaking of participation, do we ever get, like, a participation award? I feel like at this point, we should at least got, you know.
Diecast, your participation trophy is that you get to be there.
Yeah.
I'm not saying for Toy Fair. I'm just saying for the show.
For life.
Yeah,
participate in life.
Yeah, Brian needs to hand us out awards.
Oh, that's a good idea. Actually, I have Valentine's for all you guys. But I've had them for years, and I haven't mailed them out yet. Like those spare bots. I think I finally got Diecast out.
I love them. I love the Cosmize.
So everybody else is going to go out soonish. Just when I get to it, I'm terrible. There's Don, Jason,
hello.
Rob. Hey. Oh, is John on? Did anybody see if John was on? I was so busy trying to fix the Skype problem.
That's a really good point.
How do I even check that on
That's
the screen?
Fine. Yeah.
It does not appear that he is online.
Yeah. This new Skype is, you know, it's not really a new Skype. We've just been avoiding it. It's been a bane of my existence in doing the podcast, but
he's on idle.
Okay.
Well, I wonder if the Skype for Business is any different.
Yeah, it's basically,
I have that installed.
I'm on Skype for Business all day long. What do you want to know about it?
I was just curious if it was any different.
It is different, yeah. It is different, but
is it any better?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you know, Skype is the bane of Brian's existence because none of us understand what's being said.
Yep. There you go. Hey, so Toy Fair is this weekend. It's Saturday. Diecast will be there, tweeting all sorts of news that hopefully hasn't already been shared by Hasbro.
These pre-reveals.
Yeah, I guess if we're, you know, your Kotaku or something, it's pretty cool. You know, just to stay at home and not have to worry about going to get photos or whoever, comicbook.com or, you know, cooking with Mary Blossom, AsianSecretRecipes.com. I don't look that up. I just spewed that out off the top of my head. But yeah, if you're, you know, one of them and you have the stuff sent to you, maybe that's pretty cool. But, you know, we're going to be there. And hopefully we'll see new stuff. God, there better be new stuff.
I always say I love Hasbro. Thank you for inviting us. I love going to it. But this is the first year where we had the possibility of not having spoilers. And then Hasbro puts them all out.
Yeah.
Except every year we get preview stuff like this. So this is not like it's a new development.
It's a lot of them.
Like it was a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah. And
there will be something there that's a surprise.
Probably Studio Series.
I feel like Hasbro probably also has the motivation to, like, get out ahead of the leaks. So they're kind of overcorrecting. They're trying to get out as much stuff as they can without giving away everything just to make sure that an unofficial source doesn't put the information out before they can.
Yeah. The live stream will start 12 Eastern time on Saturday, February 16th. Hopefully.
Who's on our guest list this year?
Jeremy's going to be here. Jeremy Dennis. And a couple other folks. Now that we have more people who are actually on the show, I pull back the number of people who I invite on because, you know, when we had 3 or 4 people, it was easy. Now we have like 12 people on the show each week. So, let's see. There's Jeremy, McFeely hopefully will be on, couple other folks. So, yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Hopefully, Ant will be able to make it from the floor with Diecast from TFU.info. Hoping that'll be the case. Yeah, so it'll be a blast. But the actual event starts at 1:30 Eastern time, meaning that thereabouts, maybe a little bit after, maybe a little bit before, if there's stuff like actually outside of the venue, is when news from the floor should be popping up. But don't come just for that. The best part is what happens before, where we BS about toys for an hour and a half. It's a lot of fun.
Yes, we'll have plenty of time to talk about all the stuff Hasbro showed off before Toy Fair.
Yeah.
And then we'll have the entire rest of the afternoon to talk about how they didn't show off anything else.
Let's hope that's not the case.
We want to tell you about Transformers.
It's usually the Super Bowl of toys. Usually.
Well, this year it might just be the tailgate party of toys.
Yeah. That's very true.
Well, it might still be the Super Bowl of toys based on what I heard the Super Bowl being like this year.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're very accurate there. So,
Sports.
Yeah, so that's definitely something that's coming up. What else? So, anything else that we need to plug before we get started?
I don't know what's in the show notes.
Did you, let's see here. Rob Springer's podcast posted recently the newest episode of, the Zone Base Transform Squadron. Yeah. Did I just break this? Yeah, I did. The little guy came with Megatron, but his arm just popped off.
Like Zeke?
No, like whatever it's called.
Igor.
Yeah. His arm popped off, but it's okay. Let's see here. I don't know if you guys mentioned that last week. I watched along live, but I was, like I said, doing about 50 things.
No, I believe I unfortunately neglected that because I had not realized the episode had posted as of recording time.
Okay. That was
sorry, Rob.
We've had a few new episodes of the RFC Daily, which you should check out. It's also on your Amazon Echo. Diecast, do you have any reviews or anything up?
I did not. It's been hectic this week.
But you had Hoodlum, and that had like a million views, so.
Yeah, Hoodlum and the
Double Evil last week.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a big week.
Double Evil, and he's awesome. Double Evil is, I can't believe how much I like that figure. And I didn't even know of Overlord until you guys started talking about it.
I was going to ask if you had any experience with the original toy and how it compares, but
I saw it at conventions, and it was very expensive.
I wish I hadn't sold mine. Yeah. Which has done.
I'd love to own a complete G1 Overlord.
Do you have Double Evil done to compare it to?
Actually, I dropped the pre-order. I wanted it, but there's other things I'd rather have. And I've got
that's a no.
I've got G1 and I've got Kind Return, so I'm pretty good on Overlord right now.
No,
I want it.
No,
yeah.
Titans Return. I had to, of course, with the review, I had to transform the Titans Return one, and I'm like, man, this feels like knockoff plastic quality plastic compared to what we got with Fans Hobby Double Evil. It's just that much of a difference.
I mean, to be honest, you really can't compare the two. Other than they're the
Double Evil, the plastic has to be three times as thick, or it would just snap in half.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's really not. It's like comparing, something to a masterpiece toy, like.
It's like comparing Miracle Whip to actual mayonnaise.
Yeah, okay. Cool. So, yeah. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into what we got. So, I'll go ahead and start since I wasn't on last week. I think nothing major that hasn't already been covered, unfortunately. I did get Studio Series Dark of the Moon Megatron, and I'm not crazy about it. Haven't had a chance to transform it just to fiddle with it. I like the original Voyager toy better, I think, just from an aesthetics perspective. Not a great toy. Like the soft bads, I can never get it to look like I want it to look. It's kind of disappointing.
I want there to be a bot called Soft Bads.
Oh, that would be great.
And there could be Brian a third party if someone does something.
Oh, dear God.
I mean, for the mega
Doctor Wu cloak.
Yeah,
yeah.
I could just also go to Walmart and buy some burlap and do it myself.
Mm. Actually, it might be harder than you think to get burlap at Walmart.
No, you can get burlap at Walmart. I bought some of it recently.
Must be a North Carolina thing.
Maybe. I got applied liberally to Chris Triplett's Christmas gift.
I don't want
to. Okay.
Leave. Yeah.
No, that's one of those times when you just say okay and move on.
I'm just going to assume it's Friday the 13th related.
It was. There you go. That was a smart man. I also got this beautiful Big Convoy.
Ooh,
oh, it's so much pretty, nice. So much prettier than the original toy.
It's bright, vibrant.
Yeah, I love it.
But I've got three of them. I don't need
now. I have four. I have four now, so I'm happy.
I have you win, one, Ryan. I don't need a second.
You win.
Doesn't matter if you need it or not, Don. He got it. That's the important part.
I love it.
But I have Ultra Mammoth. I'm happy.
Yeah, I still contend that this is a much, much, even though it's not a great toy, it's a much, much better toy than Lyo Convoy. Lyo Convoy is horrible.
I can see that.
It's a horrible toy. Horrible toy. The beast mode doesn't exist for this. There's no alt mode. It's just robot with kibble. But its robot mode is so beautiful. Very, very pleased with this. And it was, you know, I got my first... When did Neo come out? 99?
Yeah.
So I got it when it was brand new back in 99, and I mean, obviously, there was fewer Transformers back then, so there was less to compare it to, but I just loved it so much, and I kind of got that same feeling when I got this and opened it up. I only opened it up yesterday. I just was giddy. I freaking love this toy. If they can do it in a toy in another color scheme that, you know, differentiates it in a clever way, I'll buy another one. I've loved this toy for years.
The reproduction blue Lucky Draw one comes out next month.
Is it it's a regular retail release? Shoot.
As far as I know.
Okay.
That's so awesome when your nostalgia kicks in that way and gives you that feeling. That is the best.
Yeah.
Also, going back to your comparison with Lyo Convoy, the fact they could remake that toy in Robot Masters at a small deluxe size and lose absolutely nothing that was not like a spring driven gimmick. Like all the base functionality of the robot and beast mode reproduced faithfully in a toy 4.5 inches tall just kind of proves how, you know, not good of a toy design the original was. Unless you like gimmick platforms, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. But from Amazon Japan, I cannot order that Big Convoy figure, so.
Well, I guess you're off the hook for now.
Well, I'll just get a Big Bat or somebody else.
Yeah.
So,
hey, Brian, Blade Raider in the chat splinter. How's the QC on that Convoy?
Phenomenal. I mean, I can't tell a difference between it and the original toy.
Oh, that's such a relief.
Yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal. I guess
Godfire Convoy was just an unfortunate happenstance.
Yeah, it seems that way. I also got, and I didn't open it, and I'm never going to open it. Probably is that Throne of the Prime set. From the Takara version of it. I don't need to open that. It doesn't matter. It's just, it goes in the box and it just stays in it. So
it's a good looking box display.
It is. Yeah. It is.
It is. And now you have all the Prime Masters probably.
Yeah. I should.
Yeah, if you have Freda King.
Yeah. I got them all. Got to catch them all.
You beat me to it.
Yeah. I've never been a big Pokemon fan, which, you know, so we're talking just real quick, Pokemon. JD passed away, what was it, 5 years ago on Tuesday?
Yesterday.
Yeah. So, you know, and JD was around during pre-show. We always talked about Pokemon.
And on Superhero Time too.
Yeah. And
we actually had a whole episode of Superhero Time where I think all we ended up doing was talking about Pokemon because the new game came out and everybody had it. And all they were doing was playing the game, and we weren't even really paying attention to what we were supposed to be talking about that week. It was the best worst thing.
I gave my 7-year-old my 3DS, and I replaced it with a new 2DS XL, mine. Hmm. And I got her Pokemon Y. And
Why?
Exactly. And she really loves it. And we saw the trailer for Detective Pikachu, and she really wants to go see that. So I'm actually learning Pokemon.
Did you tell her that the Detective Pikachu trailer is what killed Stan Lee?
No, I didn't. But I'm actually learning and sort of getting into Pokemon through the kids, and that's kind of cool. So,
yeah, nice. I've never been a big. I've always preferred Digimon over Pokemon. But the one Pokemon game that I liked was Pokemon Snap.
Oh yeah,
that I really enjoyed that because it's trying to get the best picture, and I'm surprised they haven't redone that you know, in some fashion.
Yeah, interesting. That was on the N64, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Maybe it'll be on the N64 Classic.
Never coming out. Yep. We're not getting one. I mean, really, would you want to play the N64
yes.
on a high def TV?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've still got my Sony 27-inch Trinitron, so it won't be a problem.
But yeah, then you won't play.
Well, unless they include one of those with every Nintendo 64 Classic, Don.
Your N64 Classic wouldn't work on that, Don.
Yeah, it won't have the right connections.
Yeah, Don.
I can find it after. I can make it work.
There'll be a delay. You'll be, God, Don, don't do it. So, like, if just as an example, like the PlayStation Classic is now like $40 on Amazon.
Yeah,
for you.
Yeah, that's just Amazon. Bought it.
Yeah, and
that was a disaster.
It was a disaster. So yeah, we don't need one. Okay, that's all I got this week. Sorry, Diecast. Why don't you tell us what you got?
All right, I went to a convention. It was right around the corner from me. It was not a Transformers convention. It was just a generic toy convention. But I found an artist who makes stuff out of thin copper sheets.
Portrait of Dorian Gray.
So I got a Autobot. Sorry, the screen's kind of reflecting off of it, but it's an Autobot symbol made out of that thin copper.
I see the outline.
Was framed.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, that's nice. I've seen stuff like that before. That's very nice.
It's custom. I think it's interesting, and I really like it. So.
Well, it's one of the kind of pieces like that that really helps set off a collection.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that BotCon jacket of yours. Oh.
Dang it.
Sorry.
Low blow, Brian. Low blow.
Don, I'm sorry. You can punch me next time I see you. He's ignoring me. Thank God.
I don't know.
Good. Let's move along.
Move on before Don catches it.
BotCon jacket? I don't
The one you understand. Didn't get.
Okay.
But yeah. It's not Brian he should punch, because Brian's not the one who decided that Don didn't deserve one for only missing one BotCon out of all of them.
It happens.
And he didn't even miss a BotCon. He missed an OTFCC.
No, he missed a BotCon.
No, it was Rochester. I was gainfully unemployed at the time. I just didn't have.
You can punch me next time I see you, Don.
Just buy me a Five Guys with chili, and you can make it up to.
Okay, done. Does Danville have a Five Guys?
No, we're not that forward. We just got an Olive Garden about 5 years ago.
Okay, I don't even have one of those.
I know where to find an Olive Garden, but there's not really one nearby.
I mean, I guess I have one like 20 minutes away, but not in my town. What else did you get, Diecast?
That was it.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's Chinese New Year break.
Yeah.
I actually got more than Diecast. I'm shocked.
Tell us about it.
Okay, I will do that. Now, I didn't mention this. I got this a few weeks ago, but I forgot to mention it when I was down at Ed McKay's in Greensboro.
Ooh, I love that one.
I went down to Acme Comics to pick up my copies of Runaways, and I stopped by Ed McKay's, and I picked up a Tiger Hulk for $10.
Nice.
Complete.
Oh, God.
Hell yeah.
Because mine is age faded. Apparently, it just had some real bad issues. This one is white, pristine white. I haven't transformed it yet. It's got both wing missiles, both guns. So I mean, $10 for a complete.
Hell yeah!
And thanks again to Chris for the heads up. I got World War II Bumblebee.
I'm sorry.
It's an interesting take on the character.
I didn't realize that even came out.
Yeah, Wave 5 is on Amazon.
Kind of tempted.
What does it transform into?
An armored car. Did we lose Don?
Did we lose Don?
I think we did. But that's a good
image of Don
for those watching video.
That's a good image. Oh,
there he is.
Okay, yeah, I dropped off. Yeah, I got World War II Bumblebee. Again, it's a different take on the character, and it's something interesting. And I got the one studio series I have been waiting for since the line started. I got Sideswipe. I love the inclusion of the guns and the blades, so it's sort of an amalgam of Sidearm Sideswipe, which is my favorite movie figure, and normal Sideswipe, so I'm really looking forward to tearing into him. And just
I wonder how it compares to the original toy, which is phenomenal. Yeah, smaller, but is it as good?
I'm looking forward to digging, having time to dig.
And is there a quick strike repaint on the way?
I can probably imagine. Yeah.
No.
The last thing I got this today. I stopped by my local TJ Maxx. I had some time on lunch.
He's a Maxinista.
And I did not expect to see something like this, but I picked up the Bumblebee Garage.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Ah, nice.
$20. And on top of that, I had a TJ Maxx gift card that was about $15 on it. So out of pocket, I had $5 invested.
That's about what it's worth.
But
I'll be honest, I got it as a, I don't really carry the figures in there. I got it just because it's a really nice display piece. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is why I like checking in the off season, because you do get rare stuff like this. The one other thing I picked up was GameStop has a bunch of stuff on clearance.
So you got Pokemon Y?
No.
That's where I got Pokemon Y at. A used copy.
Yeah,
but I mean, that joke would never come true because Pokemon games never go on clearance.
Yeah, but no, I picked up Studio Series Megatron Dark of the Moon tank version for $5 on clearance. The Voyager.
Mm. Wow.
What? The original toy? The
Studio Series. Their clearance is now 75% off at least locally.
There's a Dark of the Moon Megatron.
Voyager? The tank Megatron.
Revenge of the Fallen.
Yeah. Revenge of the Fallen. Okay. Revenge of the Feller.
Yeah.
Revenge of the Feller, the Dragon Ball movie.
Yes.
Before we end, I have something to add, because I just opened a box and I got something really strange that's worth mentioning.
If Don's done, go ahead.
Yeah, that's my last thing.
I opened my paw? I opened my DX9 Henry. Which is their Wild Rider. And inside the box, I got what looks to be like a DX9 Orion Pax out of the cup mold with no legs.
Build a figure?
That's weird. Maybe. It was in a baggie, so maybe this is a build a figure. If anyone else got this figure and got the same thing, let me know, because I did not know that there was a Build-A-Figure.
That's a really odd Build-A-Figure, because it's like half of it.
Yeah.
It's like, here's half a toy.
I've never even seen this Orion Pax out of the DX9 cup mold, because that's what I'm assuming it is.
Was this a review sample, or did you buy it?
No, I bought it. Every once in a while, I get weird stuff in Taobao boxes, so it's not abnormal, but... I've never seen this before, and especially like maybe I'm going to get the legs in the next piece. I don't
know. You know, if we hadn't banned Scaleface, he could tell us right now, but you know,
if we hadn't banned Scaleface, he would be telling us right now.
Yes. Never mind. Anyway, that's weird.
I thought that was interesting enough to bring up.
Oh yeah.
That's weird.
That is very odd. Hey, that's a winner. Matt, did you get anything?
I got a couple things, yeah. So, I got the Mecha Constructs Masters of the Universe Wind Raider.
Why?
Because it had He-Man's axe and Skeletor's sword.
Oh.
That I needed. That did not come with the original releases.
That's a pretty good reason.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Plus, you'll be able to dock it on Castle Grayskull soon.
Matt, did you see that?
$300, right?
$250.
Not worth it.
Nice.
Don, you okay?
Oh, it'll go on clearance. Don't worry.
It will.
Especially since I think it's going to GameStop. So yeah, just keep an eye on it.
I think it's a GameStop exclusive, though.
Still end up on clearance there, even if it's not.
Yeah.
And I finally broke down and bought the Wave 1 Battlemasters.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, Matt, they're not bad. They are solid little figures of that, and they hold together well. I mean, they peg together really well in gun mode, so they're not a floppy mess of a target master.
I like Lionizer.
Yeah.
I'll let you know when I take them out of the package, but it's been a week already, so. And when I bought those, there were plenty of Battle Masters, but there was one deluxe left, and it was a COG. So I got the second COG.
Congratulations. So
I have a COG to be COG and a COG to be Hound now.
No, you have two COGs to be Hound now and none for yourself.
We're all just COGs in the machine.
Yeah. I'm confused. Not your best, Don.
I wasn't sure what he was talking about, so I just sort of wung it.
I love how you wung it.
Yeah, so I've put a hold on most of my spending, so that's all I've gotten recently.
Well, I'm sure you're still spending quite a lot, just not on toys.
No, I've already spent a lot on other things. That's why I put a hold on my spending.
Okay.
Construction materials, not cheap.
Nope.
No.
It's a racket.
Okay, Chris, you get anything?
Oh, just little things. I think offhand this is all I got. I finally got some Titans Return aftermarket weapons from Non-F Productions.
Oh, cool.
Two sets of Chrome Dome weapons, one in actual Chrome Dome colors and one set in just generic black. And then these are blur guns. They're sold as blur guns, but equally look generic. So they're just spares to have around to arm whatever. Actually very pleased with the finish on them and the quality of the molding. It's my first non-F purchase, and for the like $5 per set, they're really nice.
Yeah, I was happy with the ones I got too. I want to get more of their stuff when I can.
And this was the Chrome Dome guns were marked as last restock, so I figured I better go ahead and get them now if I'm ever going to.
Yeah. Cool. Jason, you said you didn't have anything.
Nope.
It's kind of funny. I was listening to Wrestling on the Edge of Forever like right before I started the call, so it's kind of like I was talking to you.
Oh.
Because you guys were talking about beard oil, and I'm like, oh, you did shave. Interesting. So, yes. Yeah, you and David. Rob, anything?
I got The Art of the Last Jedi for like $10 off of Amazon because it's one of the two like mainline Star Wars art books I didn't have. And I bought my tax software, and that's about it.
Nice.
Speaking of a racket.
This year I just elected to do doing my taxes online. I just elected to pay for my tax software through my refund. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's great when you know you're in a position to get a refund.
I'm paying a little bit and I'm getting a state refund, and I'm not sure you can do that from the state refund.
No. You know, I just have to say, usually I cut it pretty close, but having kids, oh my god. There's a reason people have kids. And it has to do with taxes, so it's true. Okay, cool. I guess let's go ahead and jump into the biggest news of the week so far. I guess it's the biggest week, you know. Wonderfest. What?
Rubber Ducky?
No, I'm gonna do Wonderfest first, and then we'll talk about that. Because it's the album art. For the thumbnail.
It shouldn't have been. You should have updated that after Rubber Ducky.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about it. So Wonderfest, winter 2019, going on this weekend in Japan. Lots of interesting stuff. I want to talk about Bumblebee first, though.
Interesting as in terrible?
Hey, a couple things were amazing, and a couple things were terrible.
Hey, Brian, remember a couple weeks ago when we did our predictions and you said there were going to be no new Masterpiece Toys?
As soon as I saw that, I'm like, well, I said, well, there I go. I'm wrong already. So, so we got two new molds, Masterpiece molds announced, Black Arachnia, which I love Black Arachnia. Right? I just don't like some design choices with it, but it's amazing that we're getting one. I'll get it. And, rumors popped up, I guess, last week about version 2.0 of Masterpiece Bumblebee, like, which is a toy that we didn't need. And after seeing the new one, we really didn't need a new one.
We really don't need a new one, no.
Yeah. In the category of things no one asked for, I'll take it for 500, Alex.
It looks rushed to me.
Luckily, it's only 130.
Yeah, it's ridiculously expensive for what it is.
Only 130.
And it's on Amazon Japan. I did pre-order it. yeah, I did.
But, I mean, look, I'm sorry, but I've always talked about not trying to judge figures from just a single picture. And I'm sorry to sound hypocritical.
Yeah, remember, I was horribly wrong about Ironhide.
Right. But look at the backpack and those feet.
The feet were the first thing I noticed.
Don, about the backpack, the official stock photos that have come out since Wonderfest ended, the backpack actually looks a lot more compact than it did on the display.
Not right. good, just more compact.
Well, I mean, you can only ask for so much. I mean, physics still have to apply.
You kind of
change the laws of physics.
I am so impressed by that first shot we got of Masterpiece Bumblebee, because you could have used the most powerful computers on Earth for 100 years, and you could not have come up with a worse angle to show that figure off at. It showed every flaw in that figure, every awkward part, every part that transforms ugly in one shot. It was amazing.
Yeah, it needed a large German man to stand in front of it to help it out.
It kind of did.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's,
I wish I would have thought that sooner, Don.
So, there are people who are complaining that it's not the Bumblebee that they wanted. You know, if they...
I already have the Bumblebee that I wanted.
Yeah, I'm fine with that one. But, like, that the animation model is more... It's more TV and less like the movie, which who cares? If I was going to go for a Bumblebee, I would want, you know, animated Bumblebee. I would want it based off this model. I don't want this toy, but I'm getting it because I'm an idiot. But
I would just want it to look good, and that's what the first Bumblebee does, and this doesn't.
I mean,
so
my thing here is the big stopping point for me is the face sculpt. Like, in terms of the geometry, apparently it is very accurate to the cartoon, but something is lost in that translation from 2 to 3 dimensions. And is just, there's an uncanny valley thing going on with it, basically, in that it's so close to the animation, but is missing some vital quality of what that perception is like. And I just cannot get past that. And it looks like a goblin in every single photo.
It has dull surprise, basically, is what it is.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, the face never really bothered me. The first thing I noticed was how the feet are just weird shapes of folded up panels.
Yeah.
And then when I was looking at the T-Formers article, go back one, Brian. Look where the legs meet the feet. He looks like he has bell bottoms on.
He's not the only cartoon design that looks like it has bell bottoms on, though. The Seekers notoriously are very 70s pants.
I mean, I love the very squashed looking car. I'm not really happy with, if you look at the back of the car, it looks terrible, and it looks like they were just like, we don't have enough money to put paint on this for the ridiculous amount we're going to charge for it. There's just no room for...
Well, that's because they were going for animation accuracy.
Correct. This is what I was afraid of when they were going this animation route, is they're going to push it too far, and it's going to be terrible and not what we wanted. And this is a pretty good example of that.
I think it's possible.
But in the case of Bumblebee, you don't have to buy this one because we already have a really good one.
I think like from this angle, if you could, from people not watching the video, it's Bumblebee basically positioned with holding his gun. Primarily, I'd say it's 4/5 from the front. If you could position it where the inside of his feet are obscured, it looks pretty good. But it has to be basically that angle.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, too, like, what they're showing us in these stock photos, the posability of this toy looks really good.
For a masterpiece.
But the problem is how they've had to dispose of the vehicle parts and some of the stylistic choices they've made apart from that. That said, I think when they reshell this as Cliffjumper, which I would be astonished if that does not happen within the next 12 months, when they reshell this as Cliffjumper, I think it's going to look a lot better.
Probably.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
I hope so, but with some of the engineering choices, I just don't see how they could. make it look better. Now, I hope they can pull it off. Don't get me wrong, because I need a good cliff jumper.
I'm almost at the point of thinking that they designed this as cliff jumper first with a Bumblebee retool as part of that engineering, but elected to go with the Bumblebee version first. So we're getting second run as the first toy because, yeah, it's more prominent or notable. So
I agree.
35th anniversary.
You're absolutely right. And I'll buy the cliff jumper because we don't have a Masterpiece cliff jumper yet.
I have an Impossible Toys cliff jumper, and it just needs to die.
And in my mind, I'll let you move on after this. In my mind, it's more important to have a cliff jumper that goes toward this line of more animation accuracy in both modes, because if you put a realistic car mode on cliff jumper, it doesn't look like cliff jumper.
Yeah, it's no longer cliff jumper.
No, it's not Masterpiece cliff jumper.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's what, a Camaro?
Porsche.
Yeah.
Porsche 911, I think.
Yeah, doesn't work. Okay, so I want to get the other sort of dark spot out of the way. Black Arachnia. It's like 80% of what I want. It's sexualized in like the worst possible way.
Except it's like 100% accurate to the CG model.
Is it?
That's the problem.
And maybe when it's fully painted, it will not be quite as noticeable.
You're right. But as it is, there's a specific part of the anatomy that is highlighted. Yeah, you're right, Chris. It is. Hopefully it looks better when it's painted.
Yeah, at this stage, it's more appropriate to call out the problems that exist with the fundamental design from the CG model more than it is this toy reflecting that accurately.
Yeah, and it is a thing, but it's a thing from 20 years ago that they're trying to be accurate to.
Yeah,
if so they weird. Were to do a new Black Arachnia design today that had this, kind of maybe wouldn't want that. But yeah, under the circumstances, I can kind of understand it.
She may look different in paint.
Color. Yeah.
I that's what I'm thinking.
Hope so.
What I'm how do I phrase this? I'm frightened to see what the spider mode is going to look like and the process of getting that robot into a spider mode.
Yeah, that too.
Because there's no sign of the spider body anywhere on that prototype. No, like, there's the legs not. Hanging off the arms, obviously, but where spider go?
Yeah. God, it'll be interesting. But yeah, so there's that. I mean, more Masterpiece Beast Wars, that's great. What would come next?
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. What would come next?
Hound?
I would love to see...
Hound went back to gray prototype.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's so weird. But we have a number for Hound now, so that's good.
Okay. So, Masterpiece Optimus Prime is MP44. Mm. We saw Hound like a year ago.
Yeah.
In color.
And now we've got MP45 Bumblebee,
yeah.
MP46 Black Arachnia, and MP47 Hound. That means it's going to be at least another year before we get Hound.
I mean, Black Arachnia and Hound are both small toys. They could conceivably, all three of those could come out within the year.
Yeah.
And this is the best example. We've heard people say they have Masterpiece figures lined up, ready to go. But to see Hound go from color to gray prototype again, like,
did we see Hound in color?
I thought we
did. It's been so long, I can't remember.
At Tokyo Toy Show when it debuted.
But it was hand-painted, I'm certain. So
yeah, I mean, all those first showings are hand-painted.
So they basically just done nothing with it.
Yes.
Well, they've done more than nothing.
They gave it a number.
Now it went back to even, we didn't even, no, forget that one we showed you painted.
I wonder if there was some kind of engineering or other issue that they had to resolve that pushed
there,
it back.
There may have been some kind of redesign.
That's very possible. There also could have been issues with the deco choices that they needed to update, so they don't want to be showing one that's in color that's not actually representative of what the final product is going to be, or they just hate us.
Yeah. We need a toy detective to actually figure this out.
But
I compared it to the pictures from last July. It looks very similar, so I don't know if they changed anything. What it would have been?
Yeah, I would guess it's just deco tweaks we're talking about, like changing the shade of green or adding some extra markings or something. You know, when they're at the point of having one that they can put on display at a show, you know, it's a physical model. It's made off the mold. It's not like it's, you know, hand cut from resin or foam core or anything like that. So to have redesigns go back at that point is a fairly substantial step.
Yeah.
And if that was the case, we probably would not be seeing that come back 6 months later and have a release number attached to it. Going to Brian's question about what would go next with the Beast Wars masterpieces? I think that's what you were trying to ask before we went down the hole. Conversation go down the hole. So they seem to have they seem to be going along this line of trying to do the most difficult things they can in fairly rapid succession here. So we've got Dinobot, we've got Black Arachnia, who is basically equal in terms of physics don't work that way. So if you want to pursue that track more, Pterosaur would be the next obvious one to go with, because if you look at those models, there is basically as little in common between Beast and Robot Mode as there is between Dinobot's Beast and Robot Mode, and basically Black Arachne's too.
Okay.
For something more simple, on the smaller scale, like Black Arachnia is, something that's cheaper and easier to get retailers to agree to take on, you know, do something like Rat Trap, maybe, or Air Razor.
God, I'd love Air Razor.
Yeah. But, you know, looking at that Hound, I think that Hound looks good, but I'll be honest, if Make Toys is smart, if they're seeing
your desk, please.
I'm sorry. If Make Toys is smart, they will reissue Gundog in both the Toon and the Show colors. Because I think Gundog looks great as a Hound. If they're smart, they'll do a reissue before this Hound hits. But we were talking about stuff that is a real turnoff, like the Bumblebee. The bed of Optimus, the back of Optimus Prime's truck mode.
I didn't mention that.
I mean, that is absolutely... I have Amazon Japan another window. Guess what I'm canceling here in just a few minutes?
Do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something where you can look at that and you realize, yes, they designed this where it was never intended to be shown in vehicle mode separate from the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I am just absolutely just... For that much money... I mean, I was on the fence about it, but I was more interested in the transformation and the robot mode. But I'm just, the more I see of this MP44, the less I like, and that is so strange for an Optimus Prime.
Yeah, I understand what they're going for here, trying to make it look as close as they can to the animation models, but I do not like the compromises they're making to get there.
I was okay with some of the stuff up until I saw the back of his truck mode, and it's like I'm seeing Magic Square figures. I'm seeing even the transform element, as wonky as it is in some ways, a better looking figure for a third of the price.
As expensive as these things are getting, you know, I actually kind of appreciate the reasons to not buy them that are giving me. So,
yeah. Okay,
so yeah, I mean, at this point, if you want a cartoon based, accurate ish representation of Optimus Prime, it seems like the way to go might actually be the Magic Marker or whatever. Not the Transform Element one, but the
Magic Transform Element one is clearly the one to go with.
Okay. Hey, so...
But, yeah, I mean, I want to actually say the opposite is that I kind of, like, if they had to make a compromise and there had to be a place where it would be ugly, I'd rather it be there where I can hide it with the trailer.
Yeah.
Or but you can just put a bag MP10, over its head.
You know, or you could just keep your MP10, which is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I would probably do if I had an MP10.
Hey, so let's go ahead and move to something awesome instead. Which is
Rubber Ducky?
Which is Star Convoy.
Yes. I mean, talk about things that, like, this is like Big Powered. It's like, where did this come from?
Takara.
Who thought of it? Did they get a race?
I don't care where it came from. I know where it's going, and that is directly on my shelf.
And also, of course, Armada Optimus Prime.
That's going on my shelf.
Yeah, so
he has hands in his feet.
Yeah, no, this is just the upper body component for a super base Armada Prime.
Yeah.
These look fantastic.
My theory, My theory, based on no actual data of any kind, is that we will actually see Super Base Prime at Toy Fair as Commander Class Number 2.
Oh, that'd be so great.
I'll take it.
I will take it.
So Star Convoy is
whatever colors they want to issue it.
Star Convoy is based on Power of the Primes, Optimus Prime. He's a retool of that. Mm-hmm. And
I was going to say it looks like a Power of the Primes
with a big powered level of re-engineering molding down here.
And Armada Optimus is brand new tooling. So
as
far as we can tell, unless it's magic.
Does the Armada Optimus go into that?
No. What goes into this is...
I saw them in the photos together, and that there was a robot.
Everybody was misled.
Yeah.
No, what
Star Convoy's inner robot is G1 Optimus Prime with a face sculpt designed after the original toy.
Yeah.
Which I love that idea. Like, that...
Same.
That was the thing that sealed it for me that, when we know more about that, I'm going to get that Star Convoy.
Do we have a photo of that?
No.
There's bits and pieces of it that people have taken photos of up close, but not.
You can see its head if you click on the Star Convoy's inner robot identified link in the show notes.
Okay.
All right. Now, are we thinking this will be the same subline that Big Powered is coming from?
It's listed as 35th anniversary.
Yeah, but everything at the show had those 35th anniversary tags.
I did it, okay.
Including the masterpieces.
Yeah. So, Star Convoy, I would be willing to bet money, is a LG release, just like Big Powered.
But
Armada Prime? So, who knows?
Armada Prime, I feel like, might be something that Hasbro is involved with, too, because there's those super base elements there. They didn't show us a vehicle mode, and they didn't do anything to call attention to the super mode stuff, and they're showing it as a gray prototype. And we've seen some of these behaviors in the past when Wonderfest and Toy Fair are right near each other, but Wonderfest comes first and Hasbro wants to have like the actual reveal of the thing. Like Predaking, we saw a gray prototype at Wonderfest last year. The color one was at Toy Fair. So I'm thinking Takara gets to show off that, yes, this is a thing that exists and we're going to produce, but they won't be able to show everything it can do until Hasbro actually reveals it here in full.
Yeah.
Like, I hope you're right, because I don't want to have to spend as much as I would have to spend.
Oh, that would be so, it's going to be so expensive from Takara.
So if it's Commander Class, I mean, that's pretty interesting. So last week we learned about the Commander Class Jetfire that's coming out. And we actually saw it at Wonderfest. It's huge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can we just call it Skyfire?
No, it's Jetfire.
But it's Skyfire.
It's Jetfire. We can't call it Skyfire because Mattel owns the rights to that name.
I know, but
and
in
until
my
Hasbro,
heart.
Until Hasbro owns Mattel, as they dream to do.
Yeah.
Can't tell me what's in my heart.
Yeah.
I can try.
But yeah, so that's pretty impressive. So that's sort of the big stuff that happened with Wonderfest over the weekend. Let's go ahead and jump to some of the other things that have popped up this week. Let's talk about BotBots first. So there's a new BotBots reveal today. Screen Rant posted this. What the Screen Rant? Like, what is Screen Rant?
Maybe they had the next biggest paycheck after IO9.
Okay. they posted photos of upcoming BotBot sets. What is it? Seven sets?
More than seven sets, but I think seven photos showing off the various new tribes.
Yeah, they didn't seem to have stock photos of everything.
So there is a rubber ducky. Oh my god.
There's a rubber ducky.
There's a rubber ducky.
There's a player piano.
Okay, is that a soccer ball? Are they just messing with us? Where's our basketball?
Well, if the soccer deco is just painted on and is not like sculpted surface elements, they could easily redeco as a basketball.
Yeah, we need a basketball before we need a soccer ball.
But I need a rubber ducky before I need anything else at all. Unfortunately, that's a Series 3 thing, so I got to wait until like August.
Aww. There's also a snowman. The snowman looks cool.
And by then, it'll be canceled.
Ooh, and a pumpkin. There's a really weird looking pumpkin.
There's
an avocado.
There's a candy corn.
And grapes.
Wait, there's a
Christmas tree too. Oh, How terrible is that? That's great. Oh, well, I really like some of these.
One of the ones that appears in that pictured, the names of these, it's, you know, bot names are just crazy. One of them is actually named Steve from accounting.
I'm going to assume he's a calculator.
I mean, that would make sense, yeah. Calculator or adding machine.
And look, there's a pacifier.
The
and
player
a bottle.
Piano is amazing.
The piano, it? Yeah.
I the drum set.
Yeah, there's a drum set. Yeah.
And I'm assuming that the one with the sombrero turns into a maraca.
That would make sense.
That's
but I mean the point we're dancing around here, and what's really, you know, what really matters most is bots are love, and this continues to be true through 2019.
Yes.
Yes. Is that a speaker perched on the back of the sheet music back there?
Maybe.
I think it is.
Some of these that are actually in robot mode, I can't even tell what they are.
Same.
Yeah. And there's a few in here where it looks like there is, like, right away at least two different deco variations of them.
Yeah. Yeah, like the drums and
the maraca, I think.
The plunger is now yellow.
Yellow. Yeah, I'm not sure what that's supposed to be in you know, in combination with the music themed ones.
Possibly maybe it's a bell.
Oh, probably right.
Hey, so
That's the worst redeco idea.
Yep.
Making a plunger into a bell.
So noted Transformer Super Site Kotaku posted photos of new Cyberverse figures for 2019. The only thing that matters is there's a Skybite.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know if I'll buy any of the other ones, although Battleship Bumblebee is kind of cool looking.
Optimus is cool.
Optimus Prime has an arc.
Okay, so my problem with... I'll get to my problem with that in a minute, but I just want to finish my original thought here. I will buy Skybite, even if that's the only one of these that I buy, because it looks like a decently capable little Skybite figure, which just happens to come with some weird little drill tank armor.
It saves my day.
Yeah, pretty much. So my problem with the $50 Optimus with the ARC is that the ARC, which is the only part I'm actually interested in, is going to be tiny and hollow.
Uh-huh.
That's my problem with that. And when it turns up at Ross in 18 months for like $22, yes, possibly then. More likely if it turns up at $18.
Okay, well, I've got a question. Bumblebee wearing the battleship. Mm-hmm. What is the ship supposed to represent? I mean, what?
A battleship?
A battleship.
Yeah. You sink my battleship. Hasbro's battleship.
There is no significance.
Okay.
It is just a battleship.
Sometimes a battleship is just a battleship.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's just, I have this thing, naval warfare is kind of a thing for me.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out as much thought into it as you are, Don.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out how that relates to Bumblebee and Transformers.
Well, we need something with a lot of guns on it to turn into armor.
Yeah.
There was that animated Hydro Drive Bumblebee.
Oh no,
that only came up with Tara.
So horrible. I think I got tripled with that for Christmas one year, so I should take that back. So there are different price classes: $14.99 Battle Class, which has Prowl, Skybite, Jetfire, and Starscream. What else do they have? The $25 Elite Class, which is Megatron, Optimus, and Bumblebee.
I thought I had more of these photos in this gallery.
And the $50 Arc Power Optimus.
Is there more than just those five photos?
Should be, yeah. I guess the other ones might have been PNGs. Maybe they didn't upload properly.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, because when we did the site redesign last year, I think we redid a lot of the image handling stuff, so we might have lost the PNG conversion accidentally.
Yeah. I think you're right.
You might, when Jack has more free time to throw at the stuff, like after Toy Fair, maybe make a note to mention that, because that's kind of important to get back if we can.
Yeah, really.
So
let's see, Crunch in the chat says free rubber duckies with all Transformers. It should be the law. I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
So we have photos of Siege Weaponizer Brunt, who is the tank that came with Trypticon. God, I love this.
Also, the acting Grand Nagus.
Yeah, Grand Nagus Brunt.
Acting Grand Nagus Brunt.
It looks so nice.
It really
yes.
does.
Yes, it does.
I love the weaponizers.
Yeah,
I do.
It's the best gimmick.
I need that silver redeco that we all hope exists.
As who?
Tankor, right?
Centurion robot.
Centurion robot.
From IDW.
The robot mode for this Brunt is based on a specific design from early IDW comics.
Okay.
Which was an updated take on the Cybertron Centurion robots, as seen in the original cartoon, but, you know, they look like that instead, and they're silver. Very Cylon.
I do kind of miss the orange from the cannon on, from the first showing, but...
That'd be nice to have back. I mean, everything needs a little more orange.
Yeah.
So we have
Matt, though, I got no complaints.
Don's rocking some orange tonight.
Yeah. So Amazon Japan posted stock photos of Jetfire. Nothing in here. I can show you how large it is, but it can show you some of the gimmicks. It has like the concussive blast or whatever the.
Yeah, the effect parts.
Yeah. Of course, he can be an Autobot or Decepticon.
Although, like, the Hasbro photos or renders show the base robot mode as an Autobot. All the Takara material so far has shown it as a Decepticon, except when it's wearing the power armor. So,
yeah.
There's probably, like, a flip-around plate or something for the faction symbol.
Or is it a sticker?
Oh, I hope not.
I hope not.
Can we not?
Doesn't look like one.
But,
Yeah, it's interesting. Hey, does the backpack, does it have electronics?
I don't think anything's mentioned electronics.
Okay.
Why, do you see a speaker?
And no, it's just the backpack has, like, buttons. It's just that it could be buttons or not.
Yeah, pegs. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Maybe pegs to attach all those accessories that are shown attached to the backpack?
Yeah, something like that. It would just be cool if it was, the G2 Optimus Prime sound pack or something, but it's not.
Yeah,
and Jetfire screams, "I'm Optimus Prime."
That would be so phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, the frustrating thing for me is that the more I see of this, I start to actually want it.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, an $80 toy is more approachable than, say, a $160 toy.
Yeah.
As large toys go.
This post you have on Masterpiece Blue Streak, does it include the updated information that Hasbro sent over?
It includes the information we had as of the time of it being posted, which was the Canadian release information.
They sent over an update today. I don't have it on me.
Well, that didn't get forwarded to us.
Yeah, I think they were just holding off on what the actual price was.
Oh yeah, I think they actually did include the price, the Canadian price anyway, because I did a conversion on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're getting MP18 Blue Streak. Looks nice. I don't need it, but it looks nice.
Oh yeah, it really does look nice. I like the effect parts they included too.
So who's, is that being carried online as a shared exclusive or what?
In Canada it's going to be exclusive to EB Games, which is the same company as GameStop. They just kept that branding. I've seen it for pre-order on Entertainment Earth for the United States, and it's probably going to be carried other places too.
Yeah.
I believe EB Games has gotten some Entertainment Earth exclusives in Canada too.
It does look really, really nice.
Yeah. I love the Masterpiece Dotson mold. I love Blue Streak, and I love the way that looks. So yes, I'll get this one.
Or Matt, do you want to wait until next year when they do version 2 Prowl, Smokescreen, and Blue Streak?
No, because I actually like this one.
Are you getting MP? Are you getting MP Prowl Plus?
I already have it.
You already have it. Okay, was it worth buying?
I mean,
for
I like
it was.
I like it. I like it for the tinted blue of the windows. Yeah, I think it looks really good.
Okay.
Are you going to get the plus version of Wheeljack?
I have it pre-ordered, so unless I have to cancel it for some unforeseen reason, yes. Because the car mode is not great, but I'm not getting it for car mode.
Yeah, okay.
Fair enough.
Also, Don, I heard last week you were speculating about as to whether or not... Cartoon Collar's Smokescreen would be a thing? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 100% yes. They can saturate the crap out of the reds and take all the decals off. So yeah. Yes, there will be Cartoon Collar of Smokescreen.
Yeah,
I guarantee it.
I'm kind of torn on this Blue Streak because I like it, but it's like I already have the blue streak. I don't really want another one, but I will get, because I love smokescreen, so I will be getting another smokescreen if they do one.
Cool.
Yeah, they can saturate those colors and take the decals off. So
I think,
yeah,
I said last week, count too, if they did an animation colors of Sideswipe, where it's barely perceptibly different, you know,
they did do that.
Do the same thing smokescreen, okay, where they can get more difference out of it.
Okay, yeah. So this last item, I saw you guys talking about it in email. I clicked on it, but just tell me what it's about. This Siege, Thundercracker, and Springer available for pre-order on Amazon. This may be just an artifact of, you know, like some system updating. It may not be a thing.
So here's the thing. This kind of developed from since that first email went out.
Yeah.
You know how we've been speculating for weeks, months now, what would be the Toy Fair launch, surprise item? Well, I have a bunch of early listings on Amazon on Wishlist just so I can track updates to them. You know, it's part of my sickness of having to, you know, keep information and records on many, many things.
Thank you.
I happened to notice today that some new things had add to cart or pre-order buttons on them, where before they just said, like, see buying options or whatever. You know how Amazon is when stuff's not in stock. And the interesting thing was Springer had an add to cart and said, item will be in stock on February 16th. You know what February 16th is? That's Toy Fair. Now, at first I thought, that's a weird thing to just, like, have pop up on there, and that's a Wave 3 toy. That can't possibly be right. But since it was pre-orderable, I sent it out to the mailing list anyway, just, you know, to get in early on that, in the hopes that Amazon doesn't cancel the pre-orders like they did with all those deluxes a few months ago. But then as I was looking through more of my stuff, more things started to show that February 16th date, things which hadn't shown it like an hour earlier. So Thundercracker, which is another Wave 3 Voyager from Siege, has that now. I found the Leader Class Optimus Prime, the Wave 2 one, the Galaxy Convoy remold, has that release date and is pre-orderable. And on the Studio Series side, there was the listing, which currently is titled as Transformers Action Figure Dino or something like that, which maybe it's the Dark of the Moon character that nobody remembers, maybe not. And also Hightower. So all of these things, as of this afternoon, will be in stock on February 16th, marks on them. I pre-ordered a Springer, and it says that it will be delivered to me on February 20th with Prime shipping. Yep. So in my estimation, one thing, that's some kind of system error, somebody pressed a wrong button or something, you know, mistakes happen. When it's 2, 3, up to 5 things in sequence over a short amount of time, I start to think there's maybe something to that at that point.
Optimus
is on? I need to find that real quick.
Check my most recent email in that thread, I think, or somewhere near that point. I think me and Diecast were going back and forth a little after that.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah,
sorry.
Apparently it was only at that point Diecast started to doubt that this was a legitimate thing.
Yeah, okay. I was like, wow, I don't know if they would do 5 or 6 things for order the same day. I was like, this is getting really expensive.
Yeah. They did last year for Toy Fair do a whole assortment of deluxes as a surprise launch thing. So, I mean, this is a higher dollar value total, definitely.
Yeah.
But in terms of just quantity of merchandise, it's not that far off.
It's really not. It's just that it's weird that it's spread over like 2 lines and different class figures that it's kind of like, yeah. The more I think about it, the more you're probably right, and that it makes more sense with all those figures. I'm just used to, here's a wave of, you know, 4 deluxes, or here's, you know, that's pretty much what they've done, is like a wave of 4 deluxes, or here's a figure or two. This is just
or
a lot
special
of
exclusive
figures.
Like Grotesque.
Yeah.
I only saw this a little while ago, so I'm not up to speed on this whole thing. What are we thinking these figures are going to be? Siege?
There's three Siege figures that I can identify for sure. That's Springer, Thundercracker, and the leader, Optimus Prime. So those are definitely Siege figures. And then Hightower and Dino are most likely Studio Series figures. Yeah. We had that leak of the retailer catalog thing a little while back, which had, you know, Green Light and the Firestormer pack, that stuff on it.
Right.
You know, Hightower is on there with a matching code number. I use that to identify the leader Optimus Prime as being the Siege leader from its product code, because I recorded all that information also when I made the wish list, because I have a problem. So the best indications are it's two Studio Series Deluxes, Hightower and Dino, whatever those turn out to be. There has been speculation that the Dino listing and its code number have been reassigned to another toy, possibly the Studio Series Shatter Deluxe. And Hightower could possibly be the Constructicon Scrap Metal, the yellow power loader deal. But that's just speculation on my part at this point. If it's not that, I don't know exactly what those are going to be, because so far Hasbro has not been shy about showing off studio stuff in advance, and we have not seen any sign or picture or anything of a Hightower, which is a Constructicon design they made for Revenge of the Fallen, or the Dino toy. And they've had problems doing toys of Dino / Mirage in the past because of Ferrari licensing problems. So it wouldn't be surprising if they set out to do that originally and subsequently had to cancel that and put something else in its place because they couldn't get the vehicle mode rights worked.
These are going to be the surprises for Toy Fair. This is stuff that we don't know.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so...
it'll be a surprise then, won't it?
Yeah. So the Siege leader for Optimus, have we seen any pictures of that?
Yeah, that's the Galaxy Convoy. But
it's the Cybertron Prime retool of Optimus, okay. Ultra Magnus.
Okay, I'm sorry. Like I said,
It's good to elaborate that stuff for the audience.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Cool. Anything else on that?
No, I haven't found any more, and I've exhausted my wish-listed information here. So if there's anything more than that, it's stuff that I don't have records for right now.
Cool. So you can buy all that at tfradio.net/Amazon. It's how we pay for everything. Dear God, it's expensive. tfradio.net/Amazon. You can buy all that stuff. You can buy a Bot shirt. You can buy a Bumblebee movie. You can buy a jacuzzi. You can buy a 8K TV, that would just be absolutely wonderful. tfradio.net/Amazon. It would help us out. Please, dear God, just click the link. You don't even have to buy anything. Just click it ever so often. Please? Okay. Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, we've got a few more odd ends from Winter Wonderfest. This is a limited edition resin kit that basically a one-off thing that somebody put together on their own probably and got a very temporary license to sell. And it is a masterpiece Optimus Primal scaled stasis pod kit, and actually comes with a protoform air razor on top of which. But yeah, it's really impressive. I would not have the skills to finish it because you are getting the bare resin that you see in the photos. If you got that, That's one of those very limited things that is probably going to be basically impossible to get if you were not physically at Wonder Festival on that day. We've also got Jack's Gallery of Studio Series 38 Optimus Prime, which that's still just a really nice looking toy. I may have to get that eventually.
I recommend it to everyone.
Good to know. Also got images of the Optimus Prime and Megatron Guts editions of the Super Cyborg.
I love that.
Yeah, that's nice. I think I said the last time we saw these, like Comic-Con, one of those that I'm pretty sure they did like vinyls like this in Japan in the 70s, and I'm sure that's kind of the thing they're going for.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I like these. They're really nice. next up. Oh, yes, this. Oh, this is just wonderful. This March in Japan, we are getting a 104-page crossover comic, Fight Super Robot Lifeform Transformer versus Mazinger Z. And I want to get this.
So Mazinger Z is so much larger than almost every Transformer.
As evidenced in the promotional art, yes.
Okay, so I'm not crazy. okay, so, yeah, he would destroy them.
Basically. by the standards of his own world, there is nothing the Transformers could probably even do to him. But it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. We've got some familiar names working on the story artwork. We've got Hayato Sakamoto, who did a lot of the Legends comics, and also Naoto Tsushima, who has done an awful lot of art for Takara Tomy, and a bunch of other people as well, providing both interior art and illustrations. There is absolutely no evidence that this is going to be offered in the U.S. in any way. I do not expect it to be, but it's probably going to run about $20. It'll come out on March the 28th. I really ought to check Amazon Japan and see what it would cost. Let me know what it costs shipped if you find out, because I may have to do that. And last up, we've got some images of reveals for the Transformers trading card game. I really need to do a better job of keeping track of that for T-Formers. But they are, of course, the first expansion is Rise of the Combiners, and they have, by necessity, they have triple changing cards for that. So we're also getting triple changers in that assortment, with Springer and Blitzwing being the first to be shown.
Cool. There's nothing currently listed for Mazinger Z and Transformers, but I'll keep looking.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, and if anybody wants to buy anything off Amazon Japan, just go to tfradio.net/Amazon and click our Amazon link and change your region. Just saying.
I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
We have an Amazon Japan affiliate, too. You just have to change it over.
Oh, so we don't seem to have the Amazon link on the website anymore.
It's Amazon Canada didn't like it.
Huh.
Yeah. Like where That's it was. Weird. So it's on the left side of the page now. Yeah.
Is it? Because I was looking the other day and couldn't see it at all.
You have an ad blocker or something posted, probably.
I thought I had TF Radio whitelisted. Yeah, TF Radio is whitelisted.
It's above the t-shirt graphic.
Interesting. That's just an empty block on my screen.
You have an ad blocker, so there you go. Yeah, so
I'm not sure what's catching it, because tfradio.net is completely whitelisted.
But that's not a graphic that I'm hosting.
Well, no, but why put it on the whitelist, any element on here should be allowed through.
Okay, well, it's... Yeah, I don't know.
I think Don was having trouble finding it the other day, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was right there in the header. Shoot. And then it was gone.
Screw Amazon Canada. I'll just live without the Amazon Canada referral stuff.
That seems reasonable.
You can keep your $5.
But $5, that's like enough to get a taco.
Actually.
Yeah, but it's probably $5 Canadian, so.
Yeah.
Right, enough to get a taco.
Yeah.
In U.S. dollars, that's enough for two tacos.
That's true.
At least where I get tacos, which is not Taco Bell.
No. Okay, so let's see here. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio, on Twitter at TF Radio, and make sure to follow us, please, cause Toy Fair. You can find, of course, all of our shows and stuff at tfradio.net. I am personally on Twitter at bkilby, on Instagram at briankilby, and you can find my other podcast stuff at briankilby.com. Rob Springer, who's not here, is Robbie Rob Springer on Twitter and at zonebase.org. John DeLuna is at that John D everywhere. Chris, how do people get a hold of you? Except for LinkedIn, yeah.
If you really want to, you can follow my personal Twitter at ChrisRTXV, where you'll occasionally find me going on at length about finding odd release dates on things that shouldn't be coming out that soon via Amazon. And I will also tend to post links to how to add them to a wish list if you don't already have them for the situations where you can't access the product pages, which happens more often than you might think it does, because Amazon's weird. If you're more interested in just, like, you know, pictures of toys and things of that nature, I would suggest following at Play With Photos, the Twitter account for playwithphotography.com, my photo blog site, etc. I'm also on Instagram now with Play With Photography. I think that's the right one. Because I found a workaround to actually be able to post to Instagram from a computer instead of having to move things over to a phone first.
Yeah.
So it's actually really easy for me to just, like, throw things up here.
Mm-hmm.
And as we all know, laziness is the biggest barrier to any kind of productivity, and I have laziness to spare, man. Yes, it is Instagram.com/playwithphotography. I've kind of taken the last week or so off of photographic stuff to kind of just work on my craft a little bit, kind of dial things into a place where I'm a little happier with them again. Hopefully I'll be getting some new stuff out again pretty soon.
Cool. Awesome. Let's see here.
Good for me.
Jason.
Well, you can find me following Play With Photography on Instagram. Just did that. Jason S. Kirk on Twitter. And if you want to hear my other shows, podvocacy.com, PODVOCACY.
MOUSE.
Awesome.
Jason, did you ever finish Willy Wonka? Did you finish that?
Oh, we've been done with that for months.
Okay, all right.
Yep, another notch on my belt. Another podcast is come and gone.
Nice.
Matt. Yep, there you go.
You can find Matt working on his basement.
This is true. Matt's Twitter is great to follow, by the way. I'm glad I created it.
Is it, though?
It is. Diecast.
You can follow me at TF Radio on Twitter this Saturday for Toy Fair. If you want to follow my regular Twitter, which will be pretty boring on Saturday because there's not going to be anything going up to it, is
well,
at
Diecast. There's always the experience to relate to us.
Yeah.
Either that or I make a mistake and I accidentally tweet some pictures out to that, which happens every once in a while, but hopefully not.
Yeah. Don. Go ahead.
I was going to say you can also see my reviews at tfradio.net/reviews, and you can follow me on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast.
And I have most of your reviews now ready to load onto our Roku channel, so excited about that. Just gotta find some time. Hopefully next week things will cool down. Don,
I thought you had nothing but time now, Brian.
They say time is the fire in which we burn. Okay, Don.
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4. EVR.
Rob.
I am on Twitter at Figure Reviewers and Flail Throughs. Also on YouTube at Flail Throughs, where I am continuing my coverage of Gundam Battle Operation 2. The weekly update video to let you know what's been added to the game and what's been changed is every Thursday morning. And also, if you like what I've been doing on YouTube, you can throw me a couple of bucks at patreon.com/flailthroughs. And as always, the video work that XB and I do for T-Formers can be found on YouTube at T-Formers TV.
Cool. Right now, our Amazon link is back at the top of the page. It's a button. It says our Amazon link. It's right there. It's right under the RFC logo at tfradio.net/. Actually, there's just slash. It's right there. You just click it. Okay, you can find the show notes for this episode at tfradio.net/609. Of course, you can leave us a voicemail at 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. I am considering whether or not to maybe turn on open lines for Toy Fair, maybe for part of the show, maybe at the end, so people can... We'll see.
I agree with Jason's facial expression.
Okay, yes, so maybe not. We'll feel... I love taking live calls, though. We'll have to figure out how to do it again. Maybe we'll figure something out.
Well, why don't you take live calls on the Happy Daily?
That would be a great idea.
I would absolutely do that.
That actually is where those belong. That would be perfect. Garrett will call in, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Happy Daily Covers Toy Fair.
Oh, God. Okay, so we'll be back Saturday for Toy Fair. We'll see you then. Have a good one. Bye.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.